This is Akashwani, the news read by Anmol Solomon Sunny. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will share his thoughts with the people of the country and abroad in Mann Ki Baat program on Akashwani at 11 a.m. today. It will be the 115th episode of the monthly radio program. The program will be broadcast on the entire network of Akashwani and Doordarshan, AR News website, News and Air official mobile app, and it will also be streamed on YouTube channels on AIR News, DD News, PMO and Information and Broadcasting Ministry. Akashwani will broadcast the program in regional languages immediately after the Hindi broadcast. Union Home Minister Amit Shah will inaugurate the newly constructed passenger terminal building and the cargo gate named Maitri Dwar at the land port in Petrapol in the India-Bangladesh border in West Bengal today. The terminal aims to facilitate international trade and crossing for citizens of both India and Bangladesh. After the Petrapol event, Mr. Shah will attend the program hosted by the cooperative department in Arambagh, Hooghly district this afternoon. In the evening, he will participate in a party program at Eastern Zonal Cultural Center in Salt Lake, Kolkata, before returning to New Delhi that night. President Draupadi Murmu has lauded the Indian Space Research Organization ISRO's contribution in taking forward India's space program to greater heights. In a video message on the occasion of Sardar Patel Memorial Lecture 2020-24 in Akashwani Rang Bhavan, New Delhi, yesterday, President Murmu paid her tributes to Sardar Patel in her message. The President highlighted that Sardar Patel is the architect of the modern India, and through the political integration of various princely states into the nation after independence. The President also mentioned that the Statue of Unity is a benefiting tribute to Sardar Patel's rich legacy. Delivering the Sardar Patel Memorial Lecture on Indian Space Odyssey in Search of New Frontiers, ISRO Chairman Dr. S. Somnath said that India inspires and aspires to expand in contribution to the global space economy to 10% in the next 10 years. He said that currently India's contribution to the global space economy is just 2% and the state wants to expand it. In Maharashtra, Prime Minister Narendra Modi, along with other union ministers and senior BJP leaders, will campaign for the ruling Mahayuti alliance in the upcoming assembly elections. The BJP has listed around 40 star campaigners, including Mr. Modi, union ministers Amit Shah, Rajnath Singh, Nitin Gadkari and Ashwini Vaishnaw, among others. Several BJP state chief ministers will also join the campaign efforts. BJP has released the second list of 22 candidates for Maharashtra Assembly polls. The party has fielded Devyani Suhas Farande from Nashik Central. Dr. Milind Ramje Narote will contest from Gadchiroli seat, and Chinsukh Madanlal Sancheti will fight from the Magapur Assembly seat. On the other hand, Congress has released another list of 16 candidates for the upcoming Maharashtra Assembly polls. The party has nominated Sachin Sawant from Andheri West Assembly seat and Asif Zakaria from Vardhre West Assembly constituency. Early in the day, Congress has announced the names of 23 candidates for the state assembly elections. The deadline for filing nominations for the Maharashtra election is on Tuesday. India has expressed deep concern about the escalating situation in West Asia and its ramifications for peace and stability in the region and beyond. New Delhi reiterated its call to all the concerned to exercise restraint and return to the path of dialogue and diplomacy. The External Affairs Ministry said in a statement that the ongoing hostiles are to nobody's benefits. Even the innocent hostages and civilian population continue to suffer. In women cricket, India will take on New Zealand in the second one-day international on the three-match series on Ahmedabad today. The match will begin at 1:30 p.m. IST. And that is the end of this news bulletin.